Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. SEPTA says it's going to miss Friday's deadline to put thermal detection units in its rail cars. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The problem is that SEPTA can't buy enough of the wire needed to connect thermal sensors in its Silverliner 4 regional rail fleet. After SEPTA inspected its 50-year-old Silverliners following five fires, the Federal Railroad Administration also required that thermal detectors had to be installed on the cars by this Friday. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says SEPTA notified the FRA that it wasn't going to make the deadline.
They understand that this is a supply issue, so there wasn't anything that we could do to prevent this.
He says it should be another week or two before more wire is procured, and while the FRA isn't extending the deadline, it's still mandating the detectors be installed.
What their requirement is going to be is that those cars can't be in service until they have the repair.
160 of the 223 cars are back in service. Bush says SEPTA will continue to do other repairs on rail cars that are still in the shop, and he doesn't expect this wire shortage to delay a return to normal rail service later this month. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Authorities say they arrested a University of Delaware student who was armed with weapons, a lot of ammo, and a notebook with plans to attack campus police. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
University of Delaware Interim President Laura Carlson, in a message to the school community, says this apparent plot that was thwarted is, quote, frightening to all of us. It was late last Monday when Newcastle County Police on routine patrol noticed a Toyota Tacoma after hours at Canby Park West in Wilmington. It's about a half hour away from the main UD campus in Newark. Police say 25-year-old Lukman Khan was in the truck and they asked him to get out, but he didn't cooperate, so they arrested him. During the investigation, Master Corporal Richard Chambers says they found in that truck a gun, loaded magazines, body armor, binoculars, a laptop, and a marble notebook.
That notebook they found had notes regarding warfare techniques, premeditated assault plans, and a diagram of the University of Delaware Police Department in it.
And police say there were references to a member of the department by name. And after searching Khan's home, investigators say they found more weapons, ammo, and armor. University officials say Khan is an undergrad student and they banned him from all UD campuses. Khan is now facing a number of felony weapons charges, but there could be more charges as the investigation continues with the help of the FBI. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council gave preliminary approval to a budget for the first phase of Mayor Parker's affordable housing plan, but only after heavily amending it to shift more of the money to low-income residents. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The amended budget plan increases spending on the mayor's home initiative by almost 50%, putting the additional dollars into more homelessness prevention, rent assistance, and affordable housing construction and preservation with lower income limits for who qualifies. That's everything that a vocal local group of council members had requested from the Parker administration, but the administration did not budge, so council amended the budget with no input from the mayor's office. Council President Kenyatta Johnson says he thinks the plan still addresses a range of incomes.
This amendment to the proposal makes sure we address this everyone as a part of this particular initiative, but also making sure the will of members of the city council, the majority of the members of the city council, want to focus on the issue of those who are poor.
The unanimous voice vote followed a two-hour hearing with most of the testimony supporting council's version of the spending plan. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
West Philadelphia's Quinnen Brunson of Abbott Elementary fame celebrated Giving Tuesday by creating a fund to help Philly school kids afford to go on field trips. It's called the Quinta Brunson Field Trip Fund. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Going to class and staying in the books is vital, but getting out and experiencing history and art firsthand only enriches the learning experience. So says Catherine Epps, president and CEO for the Fund for the School District of Philadelphia.
We also acknowledge that so much of what really sparks imagination and what really gives children exposure to a world beyond what they see every day is by taking them outside of the classroom.
The district has partnered with Brunson in the past, and this new venture is in alignment with the TV show Abbott Elementary and Brunson's passion for education.
Each season, there's at least one episode that highlights a field trip because, again, those were so impactful in her childhood, going to public schools here in the city.
Brunson kicked off the fundraiser through an initial contribution of her own. The money will fund free field trips, allowing students from underserved communities access to out-of-classroom experiences. Superintendent of the School District of Philadelphia, Tony Watlington.
What Quinta Brunson, our esteemed alum of the School District of Philadelphia, is doing is helping to eliminate all the barriers that impact whether or not our children can go on field trips.
To learn more, go to thefundsdp.org. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.